This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
My brothers and sisters in Islam, and if I was to tell you, there is a type of worship, that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us about its virtue. And he said, the one who says it, لا يضره شيء. Nothing, absolutely nothing will harm him. No fitan, no evil, no magic, nothing would harm him. And the same worship, if I was to tell you, this same worship, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, the one who says it, تكفيك من كل شيء. It is sufficient for you from every single thing that is harmful and evil. It's a protection. And if I was to tell you that there is a worship that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, from its virtues, كان حقا على الله أن يرضيه. The one who says it, it is obligatory upon Allah Azza wa Jal that he pleases this person. Allahu Akbar. And a worship, same one we're talking about. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, the one who says it, أجير من الجن حتى يصبح. The one who says it will be saved from al-jinn until the morning. And if he says it in the afternoon, or if he says it in the morning, he's saved until the afternoon. And this same worship, the one who says it, فَقَدْ أَدَّى شُكْرَ يَوْمِهِ. The one who says it has indeed thanked Allah Azza wa Jal that day. He has fulfilled the gratitude that is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that day. And this same worship, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say about it, كفاه الله ما أهمه من أمر الدنيا والآخرة. The one who says it, Allah Azza wa Jal would suffice him from all the worries he has of this life and of the afterlife. Every worry you have in this life and in the afterlife, all good, no problems. And the same worship, the one who says it, أعتقه الله من النار. The one who says it, Allah Azza wa Jal would free him from the fire. And the same worship, the one who says it, موقنا بها. He says it with certainty, حين يمسي, when he enters the afternoon, when he enters the morning, and he dies, دخل الجنة, he enters the paradise. Allahu Akbar. Some more, this same worship, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say about it, whoever says it, لم يأتي أحد يوم القيامة أفضل مما جاء به إلا رجل قال مثله أو زاد. The same worship, that if you were to say, no one would be better than you on the Day of Judgment except someone who said more than you or increased his actions and worship more than you. And this same worship, whoever says it, أَدْرَكَتْهُ شَفَاعَتِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. He earns my intercession on the Day of Judgment. What does this mean? And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if he interceded for you and he's granted and he's given permission to do intercession for the believers, يعني هذا خلاص, هذا is in the paradise if the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was to intercede for you. And this worship is indeed أذكار الصباح والمساء, the remembrance of the morning and in the evening. These أذكار are a daily dose that is to be taken twice a day. Every 12 hours, you're taking this dose. For life, never stops until the day you die. When Nawawi rahimahullah, he said, you should know that the biggest chapter in the books of Adhkar is the chapter that discusses the morning and afternoon Adhkar. That's the biggest chapter in the books of Adhkar. And then he said, whoever is able to adhere to all of them, this is indeed a huge blessing from Allah Azza wa Jal. And if you're not able to read all of them, then at least some of them, and that is good as well. And if you're not able to read a few of them, then at least one of them. One at least, if you read one, you're considered from those who read أذكار الصباح والمساء. لأنه you read a dhikr from أذكار الصباح والمساء in the morning and one in the afternoon. But of course the reward is less than the one who read them all. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he says, the morning and evening أذكار, they play the role of a shield. They play the role of a shield. The thicker it is, how do you make your shield thicker? The more of the adhkar you recite, the thicker your shield is. The thicker it is, the more its owner will not be affected. يعني أنت fully protected. Rather, the strength of this shield could reach to such an extent that if someone was to try to harm you, it could, this evil, this harm that is coming to you, it could bounce off this thick shield of yours and hit that person that intended you with evil. That's how incredible Adhkar al-Sabah wal-Masa' could offer a person protection bi-Ithnillahi ta'ala. It is known that Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah, he said that the morning Adhkar and the evening Adhkar are stronger than the fortress and the wall of Ya'juj wa Ma'juj that was built from iron and steel and metal.